Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, already in progress.
And Lord, for every one of these men that their eyes have been blinded by the god of this world, which is Satan, we rebuke you, Satan. We command you to get your filthy hands off of these men and women, off of the whole situation here. And every man that you've blinded his mind, we rebuke you and command you to leave. Now, Father, we ask you to send the precious Holy Spirit to do a work of love upon the hearts of these men that do not know you, and begin to convict them of sin and draw them into the kingdom of God and gloriously save them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. We claim their spirit, souls, and body for you and service under your kingdom forever. Father, thank you. Thank you for showing us what to do and how to do it, because we know that you never make a mistake. So we just praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Wow, what a deal to love Jesus, to know Jesus, to serve Jesus. I want us to go back to, since we're talking about love, let's go back to 1 John 2, starting with, in the King James Bible, 1 John 2, starting with verse 1. Let's just start right there. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. He's writing the things that we're going to be talking about in the next few minutes. He's writing to us that we sin not. Now then, if you're in church, the message you should be hearing is this. You, as a son or a daughter of God, your goal all this day, every day of this week, is to sin not. Is that right? You're to pray for people. You're to love people. It doesn't make any difference what they do to you or how they treat you. You're to love them, pray for them, and bless them in the name of Jesus. Don't do evil to them. Don't return evil for evil. You know, let the military do whatever they have to do. These police officers are trained men. You know, they will take care of fighting the battle, but we need to pray so God will send our angels to protect them. We don't want to see nobody get killed on either side, because we understand who the enemy is, and it's not flesh and blood. So because you're white or because you're black, that doesn't make you an enemy. You know, it makes you a human being. I can remember when I lived at Goldthwaite as a young boy, I had never seen anybody but a white person in my whole life. Now, I'd been around black people, but I didn't know it. I didn't remember it. I was so young, I didn't know. So one day when I got about 10, my dad wanted to go see his brother, which lived in Austin, Texas, and which was about 100 miles away. So we drove down to Austin. We got there, and I saw a man on the street over there, and he was black. I said, "Daddy, what is wrong with that man?" He said, "What do you mean, son?" I said, "Well, his skin's black." He said, "Son, that's a Negro." He said, "That's God made white people, black people, red people, yellow people." So he said, "He just happened to be black. That's just the way God made him." I said, "Wow, a black person. Never seen one. Wow." You can tell what a life I'd lived back in the woods. You know, didn't know nothing. So anyway, when I got bigger and left home, and I began to, you know, see, I moved to Dallas, went to work up here. I began to see all kinds of black people, and you know, white people, and yellow people, and red people. And I thought, wow. And then I began to see the problem between the white and the black. And I thought, wow, this is something. And so then I made a statement one day. I said, "Lord, why in the world did you make some of us white and some of us black? Why do you need to make us all black or all white? You know, I mean, then we wouldn't have had so much problem. If we were all the same color, it'd be okay." But so then I go to the service, and I go to Vietnam. First, I go to Japan, and I see all these little Orientals. You know, now me, I stand out. I'm about this much taller. They're all short, but they all look just exactly alike. You know, I mean, every one of them. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, as a Texan, you know, when I'd see an Oriental person, they all look just exactly the same. And so I talked to these Japanese people, and, you know, I had trouble recognize, I don't know what it is about us, you know, that between women and men, I look and y'all all look different, although you're all white or you're all black or whatever, you still, you look the same, not the same, that so I can tell who you are. But in Japan, I had trouble telling who was what. And I thought, wow. So then I was transferred over to Korea to help fix an airplane over there. While I was over there one day, I was talking to a guy. He looked just like the Oriental in Japan, just exactly. And he's talking about the Japs. And I said, oh, are you Japanese or Korean? And he blew up. Don't you call me no blankety blank Jap. I said, sir, I didn't call you a Jap. I just said, are you Japanese? He said, no, can't you tell the difference? I said, no, I really can't. Well, he said, don't you ever forget, I ain't no stinking Jap. So I walked away from there and I said, Lord, now I'm beginning to understand it wouldn't have made no difference if you'd have made every one of us a mold cookie cutting mold. One, if every one of us looked exactly the same, if there was not any difference at all, then we'd still have something to fight about. Is that true?
That's true.
So I thought, well, I guess you didn't mess up as bad as I thought you did. So you see there, one more time, proves God's a lot smarter than you and me. But I couldn't believe, you know, that this is the way it is until I went and saw all this. And who would dream that Japanese and Koreans, which are all Orientals, which all look just exactly the same to me. It's almost like me when I first went down there in Texas, where I was raised in the central part of Texas. Everybody that come in the store, men, had a cowboy hat on, had a... Some of them had a cigarette sticking out of the corner of their mouth. You know, they'd rolled up themselves. But they all looked the same. They were all just alike. Y'all know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they were all white. But you know what? Sometimes those guys get mad at each other and have a knockdown drag out over a word or two or something. And I thought, why in the world can't we get along? Well, I'm still trying to figure that out. It gets worse every day. But then I go back and look and I think, well, in the beginning, we read the Bible. God made Adam and Eve and then give them two sons. And what did one son do to the other one? So I guess we're going to have to just put up with it. Don't you reckon? The battle is here, but it don't have to happen for all of us. He give us instructions what to do. Did he not? So if he gives us instructions, if we heed those instructions and obey those instructions, we can walk in love, right? Now, which way do you think is best?
Walk in love.
I think walking in love is a whole lot better. So, but just think now, think about this. If you're married, you got a husband or a wife, every day when one of them says something to you, they say something in a way that could either make you angry or make you happy. And you're going to make the choice. Am I going to love or am I going to hate? Y'all see what I mean? Have you ever had those things? I mean, you had a day like that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you think, wow, everything's going good. Husband walks in, stumbles over the bed, and your leg hadn't been sticking out, and you almost breaks your leg. And you say, oh, honey, that's so nice of you to do that. Do y'all see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Do you think he meant to hurt you? You're his wife. He didn't mean to do that, but he just couldn't see in the light or something. Who knows what happened? But you get a chance every day to prove either you're going to love or you're going to hate, right? What did the master tell us to do?
Love.
Love. So what are we going to do?
Love.
We're going to love. I guarantee that's what we're going to do. Love. One, you know, it paid such great dividends to love one another. You don't get sick. Did you know that? You know, I'm going to tell you, in fact, I had a good friend of mine this last week. As he's been hanging out with me and Cheryl, him and his wife, the more they hang out with us. Last week, he had some kind of something like poison ivy or something on his legs. He wears short britches a lot of the time. And he was out in some grass, had a bunch of weeds out in there. And so he broke out in something. He said, the next morning when I woke up and I was broke out and I saw all that stuff on my leg, first thing I did was walk over to my wife and said, honey, have I done something that offended you? He said, I've heard Thurman say many times, a curse causes cannot come to rest, so I must have done something wrong. Did I offend you? And she says, no. He said, well, will you forgive me anyway? Now, if we were all living like that, would that be a good place to live?
Yes.
Yeah, sure it would be. But you know, walk in love. There he is, walking in love. Well, Cheryl and I come up on the scene, and he's telling us about all this. I told him, I said, well, you asked your wife to forgive you, and she said, you really didn't do anything anyway, but you said, well, forgive me anyway. And she said, okay, honey, I do. I reached over and touched him, said, in the name of Jesus, take away that stuff. Probably 5 minutes later, Cheryl punched him and said, you notice he hasn't scratched or nothing since you touched him? Now, what does God do? Can he do things beyond your wildest dreams? You know, all you got to do is just do something, and he's always there. And when you walk in love, he always shows up, doesn't he? He does. You know, I've told you all this kind of kidding, you know, but, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in the world and what we're seeing, the wickedness and everything between everybody. I mean, if it's not the Muslims, then it's the Mexicans. If it's not the Mexicans, it's the whatever. You know, I mean, there's always somebody to get mad at, right? When we get all these people that are doing what they're doing, the Muslims cutting people's heads off. If we're walking in love, think about this now. If you're walking in love and doing exactly what God says, you're walking in love. What did he say you could ask for, Miss Jackie? Now, do you believe he really meant that? So what is the limitations on anything? Now we find out what we're made out of, right? So if somebody, one of these wicked bunch come in and they start shooting our boys, if somebody does, and they start shooting or killing these men, technically speaking, if you are walking in love and you believe the promises of God, you could have won over, laid hands on those boys that laying there after a gun shooter has shot them, and asked the Lord to restore their bodies and raise them up. And what might he have done? Raised them up. And then, I mean, just think, somebody says, no. Now, wait a minute. Did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what happened to them? Was they thrown in a hot, fiery furnace? And as they're even going in, they said, oh, Lord, you know, oh, King, you know, be it so, you know, if you do throw us in the fire, let it be known. We're still going to serve the living God. We're still going to serve God. And so, but we don't walk in that kind of faith. Most of us do not have that kind of faith at all. And why do we not have that kind of faith? Unbelief. We're not spending enough time with God, right? If we were spending time with God, we would be just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know we're walking in love. We know we've not offended nobody, or we've prayed over it, everything. If one of those men got shot, and of course back during the war, Vietnam War, there were some men that were really great men of God that walked right out in the battlefield and picked up somebody's wounded, and bullets were hitting all around them, and pick up a man, put him on his shoulder, and carry him out of the thing, and take him over and lay him down in a bunker, and bullets were hitting all around that guy. There ain't no way them bullets could have missed. But if that guy's walking in obedience to God's word, he cannot be taken out.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.